absolute desire. And what draws your eye is a lack of parallel structure, inattention to the layering of hundreds of nanowires. We do not denote in numerals. We leave that for the gods. And who is the goddess of numerals? What obelisk do we devote to her? What leads our ignorance to labyrinthine asymmetries? We are so, so lost. No more breadcrumbs, no more pocket lint, no more unwound wool to mark the way. Now is the time for wandering concrete shadowed paths, for resting a forehead on the meat of cool, improbable corners. Does the dream of citrus belong here then? The neighbor man grafted his trees, a different fruit for every branch. We called them Frankenstein and twisted off the pluots, the tangelos, left Valencias for the birds with not such easily scalable peels. Sold not lemonade, but lemons at the stand on the corner to kind neighbors with their own lemon trees at home. Is it kind to pay for what is abundant? Is that ham? No, it's kosher. Security question for removing device-degrading impurities from the regions of the wafer. Gettering, a word learned from work. Others, epitaxy, photovoltaics, pseudomorphology. How many concepts can we hold in our words at once? Questions to keep one awake at night. What means? Ways and means and averages and holding knowings and harsh, unkind. Grandmother's apples. One kind to eat, one kind to bake, one kind to preserve, and she was never so sick of hers as we were of citrus. We grew our own, let them rot on the branch, bought grapefruit at the market for eating, let them rot in the refrigerator. To her dying day, she still ate applesauce. How reconciled, like work. Like me, my tongue burns of too much acidity. I would have rather eaten the wild clover in the yard and often did for the jaw-tinged hang of it, bitter grazing and grass stains on my shorts. Now you tell me, how do I escape these aching straight orchard rows, these turned furrows where to look one way is to go on forever, and to look another is to trip, to hit a wall of silvery second-best bark? Father feeds peanuts to squirrels and phones to tell me. Mouths feeding. We believe them grateful. What he means is, I miss you. And I say, don't worry. He's losing his hearing. Whatever Father imagines is better. Where he is, bullfrogs call at night. A chorus. If I won't return. On foot. Cairns are piles to go by. Pyramid messages from previous hikers. Little play-acting mountains among mountains. Cairns are rubble, sure and somewhat harbingers. Cairns are arrogant waymakers, maps, sounders of clack at ground shift, tattletales. Cairns are servile piles of pawns. And when did a pawn ever tell you right? Unlike the pole star, unlike the grain of sand of Abraham, the grandiloquent perspective of mirror glass. Minor mind infrastructure, approximation of order, myth, of the little guy's triumph with a sling. Take sleep now. Wait for a passerby. Wait for company, leader of the lost. And how many mothers have I had? Nurtured, in so many kitchens fed. Prodigal, arriving in some woman's home, awaited. Surrogate, swallowed in hand-me-down woolens. I am small for a reason. Teach me your stories, then. For what else have I come? Barren sisters, birth your care packages, and I will carry them. Stuck now at table, sampling offerings, gefilte fish and rooibos tea, quail egg omelets, instant coffee, and talk. A birth gush of so long wanting for a receptacle. That I am. That this landscape is a clean slate. My American patchwork man, hiding in an outbuilding, eavesdropping voyeur, window hearth watcher. My American make me happy. My spirit wells up and overbrims, gumming up the underbrush. My American snow globe for a shake this scene. Conducting lives in liquid constriction. Wait. This country is wide open space. Big sky identity. What exists outside my western borders, where level meets winding path? The future abuts Canada. This country feeds beefalo, my American red meat. Waste no time on the advice of a stone. Acquaint yourself with the horizon as you were meant to do. Climb a tree to see the char and abandon of the foothills, your once home a placeholder. Waste no time on crop rotations and burial. Now ribbons of dry riverbeds form no moat, no boundary. Waste no time deciding. You are free of rose and plague, the very immolation of aftermath. Climb the hilltop and seek the carrion birds. Waste no time worrying about absence. You are breathing clean, tasting your own saline sweat. You are making ready for visitors. Waste no time beating mats, making beds, preparing a feast of duck liver and white bread. Waste no time wishing for reprieve. You are free. You can see as one of many. Kettles and murders and herds and crowds. Lay your eyes upon all you've mastered. Excess. Of hair taboo not to cut. Excruciating how we listen, forced to hear, so run. Run as fast as you wish. Speed of desire, multiple, substitute for echo depth. Gut drop, the candy of worry. Suck and forget the follicles reaping. Let catch-up happen. Slap the now barrier, careening vertigo nausea. Not, I am cause nauseous. Avoid hair anxiety in favor of usage consciousness. Remember how to flick off the flat iron. A building in New York, among other flat and iron things. Placard man, what deals have you today? Braid and links, your plyboard armor. Paint job sandwich board for celibacy. A means to saleable dry goods, wet tress, headdress, bleach, transparent solution, there and not. End of interest. Most eruptions occur in May. One such, Mount Pelee, Martinique. On May 7, 1902, one August Siparis was arrested. Accounts vary on his disposition. Fighter, public nuisance, murderer. On May 8, Ascension Day, the mountain burst. The pyroclastic flow. The city burnt. As high as 400 degrees Celsius. Fast as mercury. The gases melted glass, metal, and flesh at ground level. Below, protected in his dungeon, Siparis was still badly burnt and went 4 days in like state with no food or water, ignorant of the cause. Found and sentenced suspended, he spent the rest of his life touring with Barnum and Bailey, showing off his rivulets of skin, his melted bits, in all the colors of sunset against the gray slab walls of a makeshift cell on wheels. When the credulous patrons asked, "How hot was it?" he might shrug his ruined shoulders and mumble, "Hot enough." And I never saw it coming. Linchpin pulled, post-catastrophe catatonia. I was lost in productivity, filled for want of worry, carried on waves of paper. I never saw the slow collapse of wind, the choking cessation of breath, gut punch and ensuing upchuck, catastrophe like a lahar pyroclastic in scale at the speed of unstopped barreling toward, and nothing, not one thing, flashed before my eyes. I sought the seaside, suspension between above and below, expanses of vast, with not one thing upon which to fixate. A childhood fear of nuclear annihilation, curled under desk, bomb drills as blasted glow beats brick and mortar and all color awash upon the cheek, 1 nanosecond prior to vapor. Expectant stance, roll open the window for the cold, cold everwinter, flipper baby cancer scare. I know that no one would live out 30 years, 50 years, if the world were ending with his life. Expecting stealthy disaster, clever disaster, a sun to shield me from night, to filter through fog kicked up by dusk and dawn, to succor, guardian of the wavering plains. The drying sensation of sun prior to next day burn pain, the stretched feeling of face over skull bone, parched, smooth, shiny like new plastic. And then there was the tiniest woman in the world. Still, I gave her all my money. Cotton candy, all carnies are American, and they had to show a little black lady kicked back in a recliner, watching a black and white TV, eating thumbtacks, and her sign said, "I don't speak English." Others took her picture without even asking. "I don't speak English." The teeth were the biggest thing on her. I gave her my money, fistfuls of change and singles. She couldn't hold it all in one hand. 35 cents fell to the hay-strewn floor. I bent to pick the money up for her. She smiled. In that sagging, drizzle-slick tent, faces contorted, fingers pointed. "That one'll come to a bad end. Did you see, and do you believe it? Let's go see the pygmy goat. Does it have two heads?" "No, but it's real small like the lady." "Hold up, where's your ticket?" "No ticket, no entry. Please to step out of line." "There's a guy with skin as paper brittle and as thin." "Well, what about them?" "I read they have sex for fun, just like people." "Guess how many drops in the bucket? Win a Miata." "I know I can land a dime on that plate. I know I can." "This gun's got no pressure to it." "Spit your gum out and I'll get you some curds." "The carousel's the cheapest at 2 tickets. Carry me. I'm tired." I can only conceive of the Kennedy files, the advent of quantum computing, the decline of print text. You tell me what lies beyond all that. I do not have a language with which to address the future. Tell me how to talk to you, and I will translate my stories. Tell me what you wish to know, and I will tell it, if I know it. If I could prepare for the means of measure, the dingy boat lights that section off your midnight, I would begin now. Can you understand the sentiment, if not the form or the words themselves? Can you believe that I've anticipated the general circumstances that lead to you, if not the specific details? Can you anticipate my hindrances and meet me with my prototypes halfway with your basket of maps? What end is there now to fear? That we are. If only the cut should not be clean, jagged and raw, a slow, thirsty bleeding out, with no den to crawl to, no saliva left in our mouths to soothe the wound. And still, we are. Will we manage to remember how our bubble burst? Have you any concept of neat? Are you there? Be you? Be you there among wavering plains? When have you ever and when will you? Give us asunder. Stuck petals of the warrior arcana, you've spent your artillery in vain. A point and a point prick. Good luck to you and all you stand for. The experience of immemorial time had taught us formerly to count our enjoyments by years. I am. Just as crickets draw time out, turning up rocks in the field with my boot toe. Expect me. I am coming. We share the plane, if not the hour.